All right, let's fucking kill some people. Here we go. Hour four. Just get to the fight. Let's just go.
No. You weren't here. We have a plan.
Yeah, you weren't here. We have a plan. Okay, so I want to start.
Let me set the situation here. There's an injured woman floating in a Bacta tank. Very confused medical droid. There are two first fake cops, now fake secret agents. There's an old man, face down on the rug with his arm broken. Lana's got her boot on his back. There's some mysteriously like a handful of hot Twi'lek babes around. There's some gardening robots. There's a big mansion, sort of palatial estate. And outside, there's an invisible droidica and there's Belsa.
It's Empire. It's the Empire team's normal role play.
Yeah, everything's fucking business as usual.
All right. The cars rolling up?
You hear them.
Okay. I immediately comms in to Tharyn. And Belsa says, "Sir, there's backup arriving right now. We need to put the old man in the tank, get rid of the girl, and take care of the droids."
Theron's like, "Well, you heard the lady," and just like clocks the dude in the face to knock him out.
And I start to go, well, once he's knocked out, I release my boot off his back and then go grab the lady out of the tank.
Okay. You're like, yeah, a little dip in the back of the tank. So you walk over and the droid is like, "It's unadvisable to remove someone from a Bacta treatment before it is completed. It is my estimation," as you're like climbing the ladder, "this woman will take 6.7 standard days to heal." And you just yank her out.
Yeah, I yank her out and then I lay her on the ground. I'm like drenched. And then I walk up to him and I'm going to attempt to hack him or whatever. If I can.
The droid. I thought you meant the old man. I'm like, hack him with what, like an axe?
A machete?
So far, this plan's going great.
She wants to slice the droid, and while she's doing that, I'm going to put the old man into the tank.
Okay, sure, yeah, that's fine. So while you're doing that, before you roll, Lana, let's cut back to outside. So, okay. Belsa, three land speeders, the cop speeders pull up in front of the house. And I've got to make a check to see if they notice your invisible droid.
It's like, fuck, it's impossible. Have you seen the rolls on that shit, Adam?
Don't tempt fate, dude. Don't tempt fate. Don't say impossible.
It's not impossible. It's very hard.
It's a formidable test. So it's
improbable.
Five difficulty, I think. Let me double check.
Yeah, it's five difficulty. I remember formidable and then a bunch of boxes next to it.
Yeah, it's five. Formidable is five. So
also... I think is JP rolling a stealth check or are you just rolling?
No, I have to
roll. He rolls against me.
Perception check, yeah.
Or he's rolling against the item, I guess.
Yeah, their commander will roll. And he's got an okay perception. Let's see how he does. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Survey says,
holy shit.
Oh my god.
Stealth feel my ass.
That's it. We're fucking done.
Man, this cop is so perceptive. So, for those of you listening to the MP3s, while we wait for JP to come back, I got three successes, three threat, and a triumph. So he critically...
We can't. We have no luck. We can't. We're just getting shit on all day.
I made the roll. So.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, I think that they spot the stealth build pulling up, and they know something's going on. They see this droid. They see the shimmer or whatever, and. As they pull up, they all get out of the cars and use the cars as cover. Get out their blaster rifles, like point them at you, and you're surrounded. There's I guess nine or ten of them, and they've created a little like semicircle around the gate, and they're pointing the weapons at you. And the commander of the troops shouts to you, Belsa, They're like, turn off that droid, get down on the pavement, put your hands behind your head. And he's like shouting at you.
So while he's yelling, I'm like comsing in again, and I'm like, take care of the other droid. And then I like look to ZN and I'm like, just follow my lead. And I'm like, okay, officer, it's not what you think. This droid belongs to the owner of the house. I'm his daughter. He was just here protecting the property. We had a break-in. And as I'm saying this, I'm lowering myself to the floor. And I'm like, take the field down.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's shouting, like, turn the field off. That's illegal technology. I don't care whose droid this is.
Yeah, I power the field off.
Okay. Yeah. So once they actually see you, that you're like, it's weird because you're kind of big and scary, but you're an antique too. Like you're way out of date, but you still have big scary guns.
I'm like up to Belsa's probably waist, I would think, in ball form.
Yeah.
Maybe so, a little bit smaller.
Yeah. So they see you and they're like, you know, everybody's still like kind of focused the guns in your direction. And you, Belsa, you get down on the ground. And so you're buying some time. And while that's happening inside, Lana, you want to use your slicing tools to access the droid?
Yeah. Okay. No, I have, do I use computers?
Yeah. You use the slicing kit that you got. So you're like, you know, clipping in and plugging stuff into his panel. And he's gently asking you to stop, right? He's like, opening that panel will void my warranty. Please, what are you doing? Please stop. What are you? And like trying to turn around to see what you're doing. And you just pop them open and jam your computer in there.
As he's talking and objecting, I just say, tell me, what are the chances of getting a blood related illness from biting someone? I'm like asking him that. So he like answers me.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm still like trying to configure it. Is it too difficulty or what is it?
It depends. What are you trying to do?
I want to reprogram him to basically where, what am I trying to do, Jesse?
So you're basically trying to make it so the droid will confirm that the old man in the back to tank is, sick and, he's the owner of the house, but he's been in there, you know, all day. So.
Yeah.
Know. Okay. Yeah, so you just want to rewrite his memories or whatever?
Yeah. We are not here. So I don't want him to remember us.
So. Okay. Yeah. So just recoding his memory on the fly shouldn't be too hard because you're just erasing. You're not like, I guess here's the thing. Do you want to leave gaps where he's like, I don't remember what happened in the last 3 hours? Or do you want to like fabricate a new story?
Yeah. The story is that the old man thought someone broke into his house and he slipped and fell and hurt himself. But really it was just his daughter coming in, and so he's in the back to tank, but he's in there after he called for help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so we have our timetables all lined up. I think that's he called for help and then went to the back to tank.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So it's going to be a little more difficult because you have to actually like write a new memory, but that's fine. It's going to be a three difficulty computer stuff.
Okay. Should I use a point, you think?
Yes. Oh my god, we need one roll to go our way today.
Okay, I'm gonna use a point.
The one time you did well was when you had to bite a person's neck off. Yeah. It's literally
that was the odds against me too, though.
Bite his neck off.
Like you just bit a neck off a person.
Directly bit his neck off.
It's
my favorite Nicolas Cage movie, Neck Off. So
they've switched necks. I can't tell them apart.
So all right, make your roll on it. Yep, there you go. Okay, yeah. So you managed to rewrite the droid's memory, no problem, take a strain from the having to do it quickly. But yeah, you're good.
Yay!
Yeah.
So did he answer my question though?
What's that?
Did he answer my question before I was done?
Oh, yeah. He suggests that you undergo some blood tests because you never know what might be out there. And that's the story of how Lana got hepatitis.
Yep. While Lana is hacking the droid, I'm in the room mopping and cleaning and doing all sorts of like making it look sterile, like a sterile environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the woman who was there up into the room with the Twi'leks and sort of lock myself in there with them and just stare at them.
Okay, yeah. So you go into the room where they were, and so you're carrying their like guy.
No. I'm carrying the woman.
Right, he's in the tank.
I'm in the back to tank. Yeah. I'm carrying the woman.
Okay. Yeah, so you come in, and they like, one of them shrieks in fear. And you've walked into, like, a little, like, kind of lounge room where they were just, like, chilling out. There's some, you know, some smooth jizz playing on a radio somewhere.
Yep.
And, yeah, they like, get startled and kind of, like, back away.
I lock the door behind us.
Yeah. Theron lays the woman down on a couch. And he's sure. Like, ladies, if you like, maybe you can help take care of this woman.
She's like dripping Bacta all over the couch.
Oh yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. And yeah, they just look wide-eyed. Like one of them is like, who are you?
And he's like, ma'am, my name is Nicol Backman. And he shakes her hand. He's like, I'm with the Republic Security Forces.
No one is ever going to ask your character what your name is ever again, I promise.
My name is Nicol Backman. And he shakes hands with her.
Okay. Yeah, they're just terrified. Like, they have no idea. They're like, no idea what's going on.
Great.
Okay. So you do dump this woman. Outside, I think that two of the troopers, everybody's got kind of you covered. And two more of them are coming up to like, I don't know, see what's going on. So one of them walks over to you, Belsa, on the ground. And he puts binders on you. And like picks you up, and he's like patting you down, and he's like, "Where's the controls for that droid?"
Adam, before I move on, I just want to, you know, playing by the rule book here.
Yeah.
Did you determine that since they were scanners, that's how they saw me? Because in the book it says that it cannot be detected by sight.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The cars have like energy field scanners looking for like any weapon.
Gotcha.
That's why they got a roll.
Gotcha.
So what do you, how do you respond, Belsa?
Was he asking for the deactivation code?
Yeah, no, the little, like, he assumes that the droid has a restraining bolt and he's looking for the remote for it. You know when Luke, like, zaps 3PO? Yeah, that thing.
Well, if you'd allow me to explain, the droid belongs to my father and he's the only one that knows where the bolt is.
Okay, so you can see now a third officer coming up with he's like a satchel, like a bag, and he's opening it and like pulling some like cables out of it, and approaching like real cautiously towards the droid, and the officer talking to you is like, well, you need to tell that thing to stand down.
Of course, stand down, ZN.
Okay, so one of the cops is coming over to you, ZN, and he's like looking at you, and he's like, fucking antique, where's the control panel on this thing? And so it's going to take him a second to find the access port. He's going to try to power you down manually in the same way that Lana was messing with the medical droid.
Where is my access port?
I don't know. You can decide that.
Could it somewhere be internally?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to open part of your armor to get at it, but that's not impossible.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I just stay ball form then. I just wait for him to find it, however long that... I make it difficult for him without acting...
You're like, you roll on top of the panel.
Yeah, I make it difficult for him without acting violently.
Okay, So he'll unless you do something, he'll find the panel eventually. So while that's happening, they've kind of got they think they've got this situation sorted out. A couple of the other officers start heading up the path towards the house.
Okay.
So you hear, Theron, you hear a very urgent, like, pounding on the door. Someone outside says, New Republic Security.
I don't do anything.
Yeah. Also, like, interjects. And she's like, I'm afraid there's no one to answer the door, just me. So
this is...
Yeah, you're nowhere near.
This is up the hill.
Oh, it's up the hill?
Yeah. Yeah,
They're at the house.
I didn't think that... The driveway was...
Well, I imagine Sam would have had time to say something as they were leaving to go up to the door.
Okay. Yeah, so you say that. The guy's like, we definitely got a call from this house. There's somebody inside.
Yeah. It's my father. He suffers from dementia, you see, and he fell and thought he was being attacked. So he called you.
He's like, all right, ma'am. And he like lifts you up and he's like, we'll have a conversation with your father about this unlicensed droid, but you just stay calm, have a seat. And he kind of like pushes you down onto the curb. So you're just like sitting on the curb with your hands behind your back. Okay. There's a bit of a crowd forming on the other side of the street. There's like six or seven people kind of stopping and like ogling what's going on.
I mean,
yeah. So inside, what are you guys going to do?
We're in the room. We're not leaving this room.
Yeah, you're just going to say, okay.
Plan is contingent upon Sam selling it.
So the cops knock a bunch more times, and then eventually they like crack the panel and the door opens, and you can hear them come inside. And the protocol droid that greeted you at the door was like, oh my, more officers. Hello. And he like looks around. And he's like, I believe you'll want to come this way, and like starts walking down the hall. You can all hear this. You don't see it. We, as the audience, see the 3PO droid that you talk to lead them into the medical room. And in there, they find the man like floating there, and the droid, as you programmed him, begins to explain what happened. But the 3PO droid is like, what? That doesn't make any sense. That's not what happened at all. Those two officers, they came here with that body. And then the two droids are like having a conversation about like what actually went on. And the 3PO droid is like, you malfunctioning fool. How did he get into the tank? And so they just are arguing. And the cops are like, all right, look, we can't take a story from a droid. It's not legally admissible. Like, search the house. And they like split up to go to the house. Down on the street, Belsa, it's you... And I would say like four other Republic troops, you hear over one of their radios this like, yeah, these droids can't agree on what's going on. We're gonna sweep the house. The Republic guard looks at you. Huh. Interesting story. ZN, you, the cop that's on you, like opens the, finds the panel, and starts to like open it up with his like multi-tool.
Can I talk to Belsa without actually speaking?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Belsa, I just pop into your ear and be like, a few more seconds and I'm being turned off. If you wish me to act, you must say so.
And Belsa under a breath just goes, oh, well, time for plan B.
Yeah, the cop next to you is like, I'm sorry, what?
What is plan B? That's not said out loud, that's in your head again.
Plan B is killing them all, ZN.
I like to roll over on the guy's hand, and then the ball, I become the droid Deka once again, and then I'll attack.
Okay. All right. So you start to unfold, and the tech that was working on you, he shouts in surprise, and he's like, ions, ions, and like falls back. And the other cops are like rushing, like grabbing weapons, and they're gonna try to shoot at you. So ZN and Belsa, why don't you, let's get you to roll initiative.
Are we rolling cool if prepared?
Yeah, you're prepared. They're going to roll.
Do I need to select token for this?
No, you shouldn't have to.
Oh, I still have my other ones.
Yeah, right. clear the pool.
All right. Dude, cool is like my shit one.
you want to go into fights that you
I want to get ambushed.
Don't expect. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just setting up the troops here. Okay. So the commander is the one nearest to you, Belsa. He's the guy in charge. And
I want to roll dark or light.
What's that?
Point. So I want to roll dark or light.
For force powers, you want, yeah, you want dark.
Okay.
Wait, what did you just roll?
Oh, I hadn't clicked it. Hang on. There we go.
Okay. There you go. Okay, so you add two successes to whatever your initiative roll is.
What the?
Oh, ignore those.
Yeah, ignore those. That's fine.
I got three successes to advantage.
Okay. Three and two. Okay, let me roll for the commander and his men. Clear my pool this time. Okay, so vigilance, unexpected. So there's the commander. Unfortunately, that triumph doesn't do shit for him, but that's okay. Just counts as a success. So I've got 2 and 2.
There's three people that we're fighting?
There's the tech who's on you. There's the commander guy who's standing next to Belsa. And then there's two more who are over by the car.
Okay.
Covering them. And they've got cover behind their vehicle. So here, let me put name tags on them so we can tell them apart. Okay, so there's the tech.
Oh, let me swap over to the map.
And there's the...
Is this the roll order? 3-2-1-2-2-2?
I've got to do one more. I got to do one for the tech and the two troops because they all act
together. If it's 3-1, do we go twice in that turn then?
No, it's just the number of successes and then the second number breaks ties if there are any.
Okay.
Is vigilance unexpected and they got 3-1. So let's see. Yeah, 3-2, 3-1. Okay, so you have one person can go, then the cops will all go, and then one other person can go.
I think you should go.
Yeah, I'll go first and just kill the tech or attempt to kill the tech.
Okay, sure.
The axe just comes out and I just want to cut its fucking head off or cut his head off.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can make a melee attack.
What would you like? How many purple?
It's two in a melee, two purple.
Okay. Let me make sure I don't. Go ahead.
He's got a defense of one, so add one black because he's wearing like heavier armor.
Okay.
He's kind of like a bomb squad guy.
Gotcha. Rolling melee. Here we go. Good rolls. Fuck me.
Okay, so this guy's actually got pretty good reflexes. He jumps back as the vibroax swings down towards him, and it cuts through his uniform and scrapes against the armor he's got underneath. And he's just like wide-eyed, like, oh shit, I'm standing in front of this living blender, and is just still shouting like,
is he holding any weapons?
Fire, fire. No, he's got his like nerd bag in one hand and the like cord in the other. So yeah, he's not, he doesn't have, he has a weapon, like he has a sidearm, but he hasn't pulled it out yet. Cool.
I want to notice a single important point in the ongoing conflict.
Okay.
And then I want to perform an immediate free maneuver.
Sure. Okay. So you had to perform one maneuver to engage with him. And then you made your attack, so you can get another maneuver. And then the important thing that you notice, I guess, like, what's your goal here? Just to, like, murder them all?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the rebel, the biggest thing you would notice, the rebel commander doesn't have any cover. He's just out in the open.
Okay.
There isn't really that much else going on, right? There's some miscellaneous folks around, but, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And then instead of the free maneuver, I want to add a black die to the commander's next action.
Sure. Okay.
Nice. All right. Good job.
All right, so the commander, he's going to move and get cover behind the car. So that's one maneuver to get from short to medium, one more maneuver, which he'll pay for in strain. And then he's going to fire at ZN. So let's take a shot here.
Whoops, wrong one.
And he's at medium range from you? Yep. All right, so Rebel Commander is going to fire his blaster carbine at you, and let's see what happens. He hits you. You take 10 damage minus your soak.
Jesus, soak is 6, so I take 4 wounds.
Yep. Okay. Fires a shot, flies over your head, Belsa, because you're like lying down on the pavement, and hits ZN's armor, and sparks fly from that attack. Okay, so the other NPCs, the tech here is going to use a maneuver to disengage.
Oh, did he get a black die on that?
No, let me roll one of those. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. There's this black die. Nothing. Okay. Cool. So the tech is going to disengage. So he backs away from you.
Do I get an attack on that or no?
Fear. No, he's got to spend a maneuver to disengage.
Okay.
And then he'll maneuver from short to medium and I guess take a shot at you while he runs away. He's got to take 2 strain though. So he's down to 3. He doesn't have any cover. He's basically just running, panicked, firing behind him. He's only got a pistol. So draws his sidearm and takes a shot at medium range. Range light with a no skill bonus. Or he's got 1 skill. There we go. Okay. No, he misses. So he fires behind you. I think he hits you, but the blaster bolt just splashes off your armor.
Okay.
The other two troops, they're going to shoot as well.
These are like the group
troops down here.
Yeah.
So they're going to shoot. They're at medium range and basically the same thing, but these guys have rifles. So they shoot together. They're one unit. Yeah, they miss. They just create an advantage.
Great.
And actually, they shouldn't have that black die, but wouldn't.
It would still fail.
Because
that was 2 failures.
No, wait. It would still be
a fail. Oh, yeah, it would still be a fail. Yeah. We had 4 fails, 2 success. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I just got to pull it out of the pool or it'll apply to everybody. Okay, cool. So, general panic as you unfold, some shots flying back and forth. And then, Belsa, you got to go. What are you going to do?
Well, I can't shoot because my hands are bound.
Yes, you're lying face down on the pavement with your hands behind your back.
So, can I use comms without my hands?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I get up onto my knees and onto my feet. It comes Baron, and I say, the decoys failed. Soldiers inbound. And then I'm going to roll some force dice.
Oh, yeah. I have 1 defense, Adam. Does that change anything?
No, that would just be the black die I rolled by accident anyway. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, so that, except on the Rebel Commander, he would have 2 black dice, right?
We're far enough away.
Yeah. I'm just making sure we remember all the shit for the future.
Yep. Okay, sorry, Belsa, what are you doing?
I'm just going to roll some force dice.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, oh, all right, you generate 4 light side points.
Is it a destiny point per...
No, it's just one. It's 1 destiny point and then 1 strain for each one you want to use.
Okay, so I need 2. So Jesus. I'm going to have to give you one of these.
Okay, so take 2 strain.
Take 2 strain.
You have to turn your inner peace into rage.
Yeah. And also at this point, she's just pissed about how awful this day has been in general. And like, she's livid. She's bound.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has gone to shit. And she stares at the rebel commander as he flings from out of cover right in front of ZN.
Mm-hmm.
So she's using force move. This is the first time anyone's seen her do it.
Okay.
And so the commander just flails through the air from behind cover and lands right in front of ZN on the ground.
So what's the rules for how that works? What do you, how far can you move them?
It's one band.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So they're from medium to short. So not engaged, but in front of. Okay. Yeah. So you yank him out of cover. And he's like, and like goes flying. We get the Wilhelm as he hurls through the air.
Yeah.
And so he lands in front of ZN. He's just like kind of confused about how that all happened. It's your turn, ZN. Actually, let's cut back to the house. So inside, the officers that are there, they get essentially like a notification, right? They hear over their comms like something's going on outside. So they send another, there are 9 total. So there's 5 inside. So 3 of them go running back for the door, and they're going to run down the hill towards the street. The other 2 that are still inside, they're going to keep sweeping the house. What do you, Lana and Theron, what do you want to do?
I keep the door locked and turn back. How many Twi'leks are in the room with us? 2?
There's 2, yeah.
And I say, well, I don't know, I look at Theron.
Theron is completely just done. Like, he's so fed up. he's like slowly just like undoing his outfit that's covered in blood. His like bloody like top, and just like takes it off. And he looks down at the ground and he looks over at the women and he's like, I tried so hard. Do you think anyone is actually named Nickel Backman? I can't do it anymore. And he pulls out his blaster and just shoots the woman laying on the couch.
Okay, sure. The Twi'leks like scream.
Can we roll to see if he hits or misses though?
No, she's stationary. No. Sorry, this is not Dark Heresy. This is not Dark Heresy. You can just shoot a stationary target.
I wanted to know.
Oh yeah, I just point blank shoot her.
Okay.
And I look at the Twi'leks and I'm like, my name is Theron Talon, and I am with the Empire, and I am here to take back this planet, and that is exactly what I am going to do. And he turns and he just like opens the door and has his blaster pistol ready.
As he opens the door, I obviously pull him back. I switch it into Michelin Tire Man mode and walk out first.
Okay. All right. So you walk out into the hallway.
Yeah.
And you don't see any cops in the immediate vicinity.
Okay. I listen for them then to see like when they're coming, because I'd like to charge if I see them, or as soon as I see them.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so you're going to lay an ambush for them?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll see how that goes when we get back around. So, Zedan or Belsa, either of you can go.
Yeah, I'll act. The Rebel Commander lands in front of me, and I just want to say this because it's going to be really cool. So, he lands, even if I miss, he lands in front of me.
Hello, Commander.
I was very excited to say that. And then I want to just attack him.
All right, so you want to maneuver to engage with him and then make an attack?
Yep.
All right.
What's the purple stuff?
It is purple stuff, Sunny D. It's two difficulty.
Any blacks?
No. Okay. He doesn't have a defense in his pool, but I will use a point.
So, I'm going to use one as well. It was 1-4, so I could still use it, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So put two purple and then one upgrade on either side, and then make your axe attack.
Okay. Here's the roll. Don't fucking suck. Fucking hit him.
Yeah. All right.
Can I turn that into a success or into a cover one strain? No single important inflict. Can I inflict a critical injury with successful attacks that deals damage past soak?
No, because your crit is 2, not 1.
Can I activate a weapon ability? Or weapon quality?
Your weapon doesn't have any... I mean, you have, like, Sunder, which you could have used, but I don't know how many...
I would just black dice a guy, JP.
With what? One, you can only blue die the next person.
Yeah, I'll just blue die Sam, then.
But there's a black die in the pool and a blue die in the pool that shouldn't be there. I don't know where those came from.
Oh, I thought that was from the 2 light side points used.
No, the upgrades are why there's an extra green one. And also, you didn't put the upgrade on the bad side. There should be another one there. So that whole
roll. Oh, fuck, upgrades. I added a blue and a black instead of upgrade. Oh,
yeah, no. Yeah. Take the blue and the black out, put an upgrade on either side, and reroll it.
Yeah. Here's the actual roll.
Yeah. That's much better. There you go.
Oh my god. So all right. Better. Well, now let's see what we could do here with this extra stuff.
Okay.
I mean, he's instantly dead.
No, he's not. He's not instantly dead. You deal him 10 damage just from the attack minus his soak, but you also have Pierce 2, which reduces his soak by 2. So that means he takes.
Can I negate the targeted enemy's defensive bonuses with that crit from his equipment?
That's for after the
hit. Okay.
So he takes, let me just check here. So he takes 10 damage minus, it would be 4, but it's 2. So he takes 8 damage, 8 wounds. And then you can inflict 3 crits if you want, or like 1 level 3 crit, basically, if you use all of your advantage and that triumph.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to roll a crit for him. and the crit gets a...
It's a 30 kind of, plus. Plus.
So 30, it's vicious. Right? It's vicious. So it's automatically an additional 30 plus another 30, right?
so, he's rolling it.
He's adding 50 to
so
his
So he's rolling a D100 plus 50.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll die instantly if he gets...
if he gets 100.
150 or over.
Yeah, so he has to roll 100 to die instantly.
To die instantly, yeah, but he'll probably be bleeding to death or whatever. So, all right, bad times. We said plus 50.
Yep.
Takes a crit.
There's other stuff I could have done here.
Okay, so he's staggered. You can immediately make another free attack against him using the same dice pool as the original attack. So roll that
Here's the second roll.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah, right. It hits.
So you can crit him again. You
deal let's crit him again. Let's just fucking this keep going.
So you deal him another 8.
So wait, that was you rolling plus 60?
Yes. Well, he's rolling plus 30. Plus you 30. Crit, the two advantage give you a crit. Vicious gives you a plus 30, but he's got already a plus 10 from the one he has.
Great.
So the second swing, we add 30. And now
here's a free maneuver.
Let's see, he's hamstrung. So now he can't maneuver anymore. And he has two crits against him. And he's like one wound away from being dead anyhow.
Okay.
So, yeah, so you're just spinning that axe around and having your way with him.
These guys are just watching that commander like scream.
Yeah, for MP3 listeners, I rolled 2 successes, 4 advantage, 1 triumph for the first roll. And then 2 successes and 2 advantage for the second roll. And so we turned the 4 advantage into 2 crits with an addition, or 2 triumphs with initial triumph for 3 triumphs, which led to the crit, and then two advantages into 1 triumph for another crit.
Yep. You got crit a bunch.
You got crit
4 times, or triumphed 4 times.
So he's going to, it's his turn, he's going to disengage, but that costs him strain because he doesn't get a free maneuver anymore. So he staggers back, and then he can't go anywhere or do anything else, so he's just going to shoot you at short range.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
So I have 1 defense. Does that?
Yes, that'll add a black die. I'm gonna spend a dark side or spend a destiny point to give him a boost. So he may actually be able to hit you.
Okay.
So one black die, 1 purple die, 1 upgrade on his side, and blaster carbine, and away we go. No, he misses. Even with 3 yellow dice. He rolls so poorly. So he staggers back, you know, blood dripping from his damaged armor, brings his carbine up, fires basically blindly at you, just hip fires, and it flies past you, hits the wall. And then his troops are going to fire at you.
Okay.
So rebel troopers.
Are these just normal? These aren't like ion or anything, right?
Yeah, they're just firing blaster rifles.
Okay. If they were ion, would I make resilience checks against that?
Ion weapons just basically deal like stun damage to droids. They want to blow you up now.
Okay.
So they're gonna fire.
Ooh.
So I got a triumph, but I didn't get any successes. So the triumph. I got to reroll. Hold on, it's the wrong weapon. They don't have missile tubes. These guys just have blaster rifles.
Oh, okay. All
right, so 20 damage seemed like a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. I was like, wait a second. Yeah, I rolled missile.
Oh no,
tube by accident. So they fire at you with their rifles, and you, you don't get hit. The tech is going to take a shot. He doesn't have the upgrade, and so he's got less chance to hit you. Same difficulty though, 1 and 2. Okay, yeah, nothing. So they're all firing at you, and the blaster bolts are just deflecting off of your shell.
Okay.
Belsa, what do you want to do?
You have a blue die, just FYI, for anything you want to do.
I mean, I'm straight up bound, so I can't do anything.
Could try to break those cuffs.
Or I could just throw another one at you.
If it's up to you, man.
From behind cover. Let's do that. Or let's attempt to do that.
Okay, so you're just yanking them out of cover and throwing them at...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I yank one of the two troops from behind the truck, and I just throw him towards...
Yeah, so these... Yeah, you can pull these guys apart, so they're not working together anymore. All right, so this one guy's flies over in a panic.
I'm just stood in the middle of this fight. with my hands behind my back as these guys just go, like just fly over my head and land next to ZN.
Excellent. All right. So before we go back to the top of the order, inside, Lana, you're setting an ambush for the cops?
Yeah.
Okay.
As quietly as possible. I'm like barely stepping, I would say, barely stepping down the hallway because I'm mostly just trying to listen for them, like when they're getting closer to the end of the hall.
Okay. And
basically, Theron, I'm going to choo-choo train it.
Theron, what are you doing?
You're muted.
Still muted, Jesse.
Sorry. I'm luring them to the hallway because I've brutally murdered and shot the two Twi'lek women inside the room. So their screams are probably heard by the officers. So okay.
Sure.
They're definitely coming our way.
Let's have you roll, Lana, you can roll stealth, and you can roll it with advantage die from, like a boost die from Theron, luring them into you. And if you succeed, then you'll have them basically at your mercy to be able to leap on them.
Is there any difficulty?
Yes. Yeah, the difficulty is going to be their perception, and the rebel troopers have a perception of... Let's take a look here. Their perception is 2. Yeah, so okay. 2 double.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So you get an advantage, so you'll still have an extra die when you go to attack, but yeah. they're ready. So they come around the corner, and maybe they came from a direction you didn't expect, but they come around the corner, and they see you, and you see them, and you get your weapon out, and you have the advantage die, so you can still attack them and get a bonus, but you don't drop on them in total stealth. You want to just rush them and attack?
Oh, I'm gonna rush and attack. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go for it. Make a melee attack. Difficulty is gonna be 2 purple. Throw a blue die in there.
Okay. Okay. Where is it?
Hey.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
So what's your damage? It's brawn plus 2.
Yeah.
What's your brawn?
It is. Hold on, I'm looking. It's 3.
Okay, so you deal 5, 6, 7. All right, so you rush up. You immediately kill the closest one to you. You just like slash through him. Take a strain from the maneuver, but you run up, slash through one of them. He falls down with a truncated shout, and the other one is like fumbling with his blaster rifle to get it up in your face and shoot at you.
Okay.
So he's gonna do that. And it's going to be difficulty 3 because he's trying to fire a ranged weapon into melee, into melee combat. So he's going to try and shoot you, and he has no skills because his little buddy's dead. So let's go ahead and see how that works for him. And do you have defense on your armor? Does your armor give you any defense? Yeah. Against ranged? Yeah, you got 1. Okay.
Oh, against ranged, it has... So does my vibrosword, it has defense of 1?
No, your vibrosword is only defense against melee.
Okay, well, my I do have 1 defense based on... 1 extra defense based on the thing I got, the talent.
Right, your armor master? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll add a black die. All right, so he's going to take a shot with his rifle, point blank, panic shot. Pew.
Nope, hey, he missed. Nothing happens.
So he pulls the gun up to shoot at you. You knock it aside. He fires it. He shoots one of the paintings that lights on fire. And now the two of you are all tangled up. So meanwhile, back outside, ZN or Velsa can go.
Sam.
Please, Mr. ZN.
Well, if you can kill the rebel commander, then I can kill a troop. Can you do anything?
Does he need 1 wound to die?
Well, that's what's... Yeah, we don't know that. But I'm just saying, like, we know he's super injured. So if you could do anything to the rebel commander, that would affect my moveset.
Can I kick him in the face?
Yes, you can. You're in short range.
Kick him for 1 wound. Do it.
I just walk over bound and just give him like a high heel to the face.
Do it for the Empire, Sam.
So make a brawl attack.
God damn it. Oh, go ahead.
Difficulty of 2. And just like before, you have your hands bound. So throw a black die in there.
I'm using my feet.
It's the same. You can't get momentum. You're bound. It's slowing you down. It's a disadvantage. So one black die, two purple, and
I would argue that my hands bound do not affect my legs at all, but
having your hands tied behind your back makes it harder to kick somebody. Your balance is thrown off. You're not a trained martial artist by any means.
Sam, could you stand up right now and attempt to do it?
Yeah.
prove that it's possible? Thank you.
It's not that it's impossible.
Here's my hands behind my back. Here's a kick.
You're doing a jig.
It's exactly the same.
That's not a kick. You're jigging.
All right.
You could just try to bite his throat.
We're in the world. You really enjoyed that goth bar last night, Sam. I'm just saying. Maybe you picked up a thing or two.
They taught me how to kick in that bar.
When all else fails, use your teeth.
So two blue, two purple, one black.
Two purple, one black, and you're rolling your brawn.
This is going to go badly.
That's cool. You may hit him. You're rolling a brawl check, so good luck.
Brawl, is it, right?
Yeah, brawl is a skill.
Oh, combat. There we go. Yeah. I'm seeing if there's anything I can do.
Hold on. You haven't made the roll yet. If you go, then I have to get another attack round on me from all these. Fuck it. Go ahead and roll.
No, I'm telling you.
He's already moved. First.
Yeah. This guy's pretty fucked up. I don't know if
he's already started. He's already started his turn.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Hey!
All right. Kick him. So let's see if your kick is capable of penetrating his armor. So what's your brawn?
Two.
Yeah, you can't hurt him. You deal him three damage. His armor absorbs four. So you come up behind him and you like boot him in the back. But you know you're kicking his armor, God, so he like staggers forward a little bit. But you don't hurt him.
I should have just destroyed his armor.
Any more than you already did. Yeah, he soaks it. He soaks the wound. So it looks cool, but it doesn't hurt him too bad. He's going to disengage from you. That costs him another two strain.
Oh, can I use the advantage to give JP a blue?
Yeah.
Does he get to roll another? He only gets to roll crits when he gets a crit on him, right? That's okay. I was just making sure. I forgot how the crits.
You have to hit. Yeah, like that. That there's no way that your unarmed attack activates a crit on one advantage. So
gotcha.
Yeah, A for effort though. So the commander is going to shoot Belsa. She just kicked him.
I hope to fucking God you get just for hilarity.
He's shooting me at what? Melee range?
He's shooting you at short range. So I'm spending a point. Spending a destiny point.
Oh, he's also hamstrung, Adam. Can he even do that?
Yeah, he had to spend strain to make the maneuver.
Gotcha.
And it's one difficulty. He's got one upgrade on his side. You don't have any. You don't have any defense, right, Belsa?
Armor? I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right. Here comes the carbine.
Oh God.
All right. So it hits you for 12 damage minus your 12 wounds minus your soak.
Cool. Which is 3.
Yeah. So you kick him. You take 9 damage as he spins around and fires the carbine, basically like point blank into your chest. And
I like stagger back from the shot, and I'm like, "Oh, you bastard!"
cool. So that was him. Now the other troops are still going to keep firing on ZN. So the guy that's close to you, he's going to maneuver back with his team. So he flees back to medium range and rejoins the guys behind the car. And then they take a shot.
Don't forget about the defense die.
Got it. And this is at range 2 for them. All right, here comes blaster rifle shots. Number 1.
Hey.
No hits. And then the tech with his pistol. Range light. He fires and he hits. So a blaster pistol.
Not 5?
Yeah, something like that. It's not very high. I don't actually have it on their sheet.
Rifles are yeah.
Theron's got a pistol. I got it here. It's 6.
6. So my soak is 6. So
take 7. 7 damage because you got the 1 extra success.
Oh, so I get okay. So I soak 6 and then get 1 damage.
Yeah, you take 1 wound.
Yep.
The tech shoots you. Hits one of your side panels. Cool. All right, ZN, you can go.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to finish off the rebel commander.
Okay.
So I get a boost die.
What are you? So are you gonna? You're gonna engage him? You're gonna use your axe?
Yeah, with axe. Okay. Yeah. Two purple.
What happened to the troop that was next to ZN?
He joined. He ran. Back up.
Yeah, he ran and rejoined his. He merged with his unit.
Just because I want to kill this guy because he does some damage, I will use a light side for an upgrade. Okay. Two purple. Is there another? Is there black or no?
I gave you a blue.
I know you got the blue.
Yeah, you got a blue and an upgrade on your side. Two purple and no black dice for.
All right. Here is the Viper X.
Damn! Dies.
Oh, yeah, he only had one wound left. He's iced. You kill him.
Okay.
What does that look like? He's turned. He fires at Belsa. She staggers back. He actually looks kind of shocked. Like he fired on reflex. Like he wasn't intending to shoot her, but he just like someone attacked him. He turned around and fired. So he kind of takes a moment where he's like, "Oh shit!" Like I probably shouldn't have shot that human. And
is
then,
he like hunched down on the ground shooting?
No. He's standing.
Oh, he's standing.
Yeah.
I think since I'm gonna go towards the tech next, so I just start like rolling towards the tech. I'm not gonna try to make a maneuver or anything, but I just roll over him, and then the axe is like trailing and scraping on the ground behind me, and it just like splits him in half as I'm rolling towards the tech.
So you can't hold your weapons in folded up mode. Like you scuttle like a crab when you're in battle.
Oh, okay. Well, then I scuttle across. That's even more.
Yeah, you can just like push him down to him with the axe as you climb over.
Yeah.
Oh, you just flatten him.
Yeah,
totally. All right, so you just steamroll the dude.
And then for the three advantage, can I use that on the tech at all to?
He doesn't have any defense like these guys. Actually, he does. You can negate his armor.
Let's negate his armor on the tech next round.
Okay. All right. So his armor is temporarily ineffective. Okay, so inside, Theron, you can see Lana is like tangling with this rebel cop. Do you want to do anything before she makes her attack?
How close are they together?
They're like in melee range. They're engaged.
F it. I'm gonna take a shot.
Do nice. It. You got that? Right. Edgy. You got those fucking yellow die. Let's do it.
All right, you're at medium range. And your difficulty is two purple and one upgrade. And just for fun, I'm going to throw another one on there.
They get an upgrade?
So no, you have an upgrade on the difficulty side. So two purple and two upgrades on the difficulty side, and then roll your shot.
Oh my gosh! If you despair, I swear to God.
Look, if I kill you, you know what? It wouldn't be the first time you got shot by one of us.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's right.
Hey!
The opposite happens.
Oh, right. Shit.
So, yeah, Theron, there's a moment. They're, like, throwing each other back and forth. And, like, you know, Lana's swinging her weapon, trying to hit this guy, and he's blocking with his blaster rifle and trying to push her away so he can shoot her. He pushes her back, brings the rifle up, and you just have this, like, clear, perfect shot right down the hallway.
Theron does, like a sigh, just as, like, he's just done and pulls out his blaster and like in slow-mo just like pops a shot off right at this dude's head.
Yeah, it's a perfect shot, highly disciplined, just right into his head and down he goes. Lana, your combatant has been taken away from you.
As like the blood just sprays like up in my face, I just like lift my hands up and look over at Theron. Like kind of stunned for a second, like, sir.
Theron gives her like a little wink.
And I give him a thumbs up. Yeah. Did you say it's high noon? Please say you said it's high noon.
I definitely did not.
Why would Theron use his ult on one target? Come on. He's better.
I've seen that happen plenty of times, okay? And I too would like to know the answer.
I was aiming for a bunch of other guys, but they ran out of the house, yeah. So I settled for it.
Yeah. All right. So so he's dead. So back outside, ZN or Belsa can go.
I want to go kill the tech.
Would it take his full action to free me of my bindings?
It would be a maneuver to engage and then an action to break them.
Do you want to do that instead, JP, so we can both fight? Or do you want to just keep fighting?
I'd rather just kill the tech, to be honest.
Sure.
Because if I free you, I don't know if you're going to hit, but I have a pretty strong ability.
Yeah.
Cool. Or strong sense of thinking I'm going to kill this tech.
Okay. So you want to roll up on him with your maneuver and then make your attack?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm taking my blue dice out, two purple still, right?
Yeah, it's a melee, so two purple.
I'm going to use light side point because we got a lot.
Okay, buy yourself an upgrade.
Here's the roll.
Ooh, ruined. Just fucking ruined. Three successes, four advantage. You blender the dude. Just yeah, he goes down with a shriek. There's bodies everywhere. It's a mess.
Great.
What do you want to use your four advantage for?
Black dice those mother uckers.
Let me look at these guys.
Yeah, because they're gonna go next.
Can I use them? Can I use four of them to do two free maneuvers?
I'm not sure.
It's two advantage to get an immediate free maneuver that does not exceed.
No, you can only do that one once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can get a free maneuver.
Okay, then I will add a black die to... Can I add two black die to their next attack?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay, all right. So they're going to fire at Belsa.
But, and they're adding two black die to it.
Yeah, it's not going to go. Not going to go as well, I think, as they had hoped. I'm going to spend a destiny point, because why not? Why not spend it on every single roll?
It's actually kind of fun just trading back.
It kind of is. So they're at medium. I'm gonna have them aim and then fire. So they have two black dice, two bad ones. They have an upgrade on their side, and they aim for a maneuver for one more on their side, and they fire at Belsa. But they miss.
Oh, thank God for those black dice.
Yeah,
oh my God, they saved me.
So yeah, they fire, but their fear of the great destroyer makes it such that they and they're like trembling and firing past you. Belsa, it's your turn. What are you gonna do?
Can JP act again?
No, someone else has to.
Yeah, someone else has to.
I mean, I can't break my own restraints, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you could make a very difficult like Hulk roll to sort of like smash them free, but no.
I mean,
it'd be real fucking hard.
It's not classy enough for me. So
no, that's true.
Well,
do you not have force powers to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So breaking free of a set of binders requires either brute force or agility and flexibility. It's a daunting athletics or coordination check.
That's really hard.
It's four.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're gonna use both those points.
Yeah, is it two strain per point?
Yes. Yeah, it's two strain.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just gonna throw another one of these guys, as close to Zedden as I can within the range band.
Okay. So they're technically at long range from Zedden now, so you can pull them closer to you into short range. So now they're medium for Zedden.
Yeah. So I guess I just yank one over to my feet.
Okay.
Squeeze out of cover.
Yep. So I'll split them up again. And this guy has no cover. So he stumbles to your feet. And the other guy is kind of like watching him fly away. Is this the same guy that just keeps getting
thrown away? He like lands again. And I just wink at him and I'm like, hi.
Yeah, his helmet's all twisted sideways. He just looks up at you like, what's going on?
I feel like he's just like, come on, man.
Yeah. I don't feel good. All right. So that's the end of the round. And at long range, up top, the other three troops come through through the gate, and they like get cover behind the either side of the gate, and they're gonna shoot at you from up here. So they've arrived from the top of the hill. Okay. Inside, Lana and Theron, if there's anything you want to do, you can let me know.
Yeah,
I want to run out.
Yeah, Theron tells Lana to go out and help everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I'm already running out with my like sword up behind my shoulder.
Theron goes room to room and kills anyone and anything that isn't part of their friends. So
right. Okay, so just executing the Twi'leks that are inside.
Yeah, literally anyone inside that Twi'lek out in the pool, he shoots her ass in the pool.
Sure,
everyone is
red.
So that's what we see before we pan back down the hill. Is Theron like storming out of the house, like head down, gun in hand, walks over to the swimming pool where the Twi'lek is like kind of floating at the edge, and she looks up. He's like, "Wait, what? No!" And you just shoot her, and the pool like turn red.
That droid that sold us out, shoot his ass. Like, everyone, the man in the back of the tank, I shoot the back of the tank, and, like, he crumbles, and he's caught up on the glass, and everyone in the house dies. And everyone's outside fighting. I'm literally like drawing imperial symbols in blood on the walls.
Theron's gone cuckoo. So yeah, you just just start murdering people. And the last thing we see is like a little vacuum droid trying to like soak up the blood in the pool. Like it's like contaminant detected, and like jumps in the pool and is like trying to suck up all the contaminants.
Theron's having everyone's a Theron
moment. Lana,
I'm sending them a message that this is the Empire's doing, and none of them are safe. No one is safe on this planet.
So
what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop. I bit someone's throat out earlier. I think I have lost the right to say anything for this day. I'm just going to run out and try to defend. Wait, so are all the guys outside, they're not dead. There's a couple more.
No, it's like four.
The three left, the house.
So that would be between you and us.
Oh, I'm going to go and try to hit the nearest one if I can.
I think you
okay, they're out of range from you, yeah, but you got to get running down the hill towards them if you want.
Yeah, I'm running down the hill then. And so I'm going to try and get as close to them as I can.
All right, cool. So let's see what's happening down the hill. Either
murder hobo?
Belsa or ZN, either of you can go.
I'll attack this troop. So maneuver in front of them from medium to short.
So it's two maneuvers, one medium to short, and then one to engage. So you guys
take
two strain. Yep.
All right.
So you scuttle over menacingly, blood dripping off your vibro axe.
Yep. One purple, two purple. For their armor?
This is two, yeah. Two purple when you're in melee.
Okay. And here's the roll.
Okay. All right. So
I
want to
remove
eight.
One strain with that.
Okay, advantage. You do 8 and 10. You do 11, which kills both of them. Soak first. So you kill one of them and badly injure the other. So you deal...
So how does that work when they're split?
That's right. They're split up. So this... Yeah, he only has 5 wounds. You killed that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, splitting them up takes their wounds and divides it by the total number of them, and then they still like have their soak. But you kill them, yeah. So you just roll up, and that guy gets murdered. The troops are going to go. So one of them is going to fire at ZN, and the other three are going to fire at Belsa.
Belsa might die.
So
I can't even look at chat. I can't even. I can barely breathe, and everyone's going.
Someone yelled for Cheezel.
Do it for Cheezel.
Just set it off.
Right, so you're just walking around spray painting the 8th Street sixes on everything. Big red sixes. All right, these rebel troops, they're going to fire. One firing on Belsa here, blaster rifle in hand, and he is at short range from you. Yep. All right. Belsa, you get hit for 10.
Oh, shit.
Minus your soak.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still up?
I've exceeded my wounds threshold.
All right, please roll a critical injury.
How do I do that? Because I've never done that before.
Oh, you sweet, sweet summer child. It's on your character sheet.
Character info, first tab.
It's on the character info tab. Yeah, and then on the left hand side, if you scroll down, there's a thing that says roll critical.
Oh yeah.
Just click that. All right, you have an agonizing wound, but you're also unconscious. So, there you go. Cool. So the last remaining trooper fires, and we can't really, I think he fires at Zanzel, actually. He fires at ZN. So he fires, it bounces off his armor and ricochets into your head and just like stumble out of the ground.
I just kind of like casually look over to Belsa, she's dead, and say,
I am sorry, Belsa.
Wait.
Please don't die.
She's not dead. She's got an agonizing wound and she's unconscious, but she's also not bleeding out.
Fall to my knees and then fall sideways onto the ground.
All right. And then the three troops up above, they're going to fire at ZN, and they're at long range. So it's going to be a little harder. And plus you have your defense.
Yeah, one defense.
Okay. So 3 and 1 black. I'm going to spend a point because otherwise they'll never hit you. There we go. And I'll buy them an upgrade.
I'll use a point too, please.
Yeah, you want to buy him a downgrade? Okay. Sounds good. So that upgrades the difficulty. And let's go ahead and roll. Now there's 3 of them, so they actually do get their skill bonus. So that's cool.
Ooh, what is their skill bonus?
It just means that when they fight as a group, for each one that's in the group, they'll get to, they can actually act as if they have skill. And then the more you get rid of, the less skilled they become.
Oh, so they're rolling a yellow instead of a green?
There'll be some yellow dice in their pool.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Ooh. Okay. All right. So they hit. It strains them, which actually just damages their hit points. So they take 3 strain, and you get hit for 9, 10, 11 minus your soak.
So another 5.
Yeah, so they just start unloading at you. 3 troopers firing blaster rifles, and the shots are bouncing off your armor, but they're doing some damage. Okay, so we're gonna remove Belsa because she's out. Lana? Can you roll initiative for me?
Yeah.
Because I just want to know when you jump in.
Yeah. Let me go to the right page.
Okay.
Where is it?
You're rolling cool.
Skills? Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's on the initiative section.
I just did that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice. No,
it's still success. Success is success, right?
Okay, so PC, and you got a 3 and 1, so. Okay, so you're basically both. You can both go. Now, Lana, you are at extreme range now. Yeah. When you first sight them, but your weapon your weapon needs. What's the range on your farthest weapon?
My farthest weapon. I have a ranged heavy. It's a blaster rifle.
Yeah, and what's the range on it? Long.
I'm not quite sure, honestly.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not in here, but yeah, it is long range. So if you move, if you spend, basically you're like off map, but if you spend a maneuver, you could fire at long range this turn. You just have to take 2 strain.
I would actually like to get as close as I can.
Okay, do you want to try to hide, stealth instead?
Where am I in accordance to the map with where they are? Because you're between me and them, right?
No, you're way up here, like you're past the map. We're not even tracking you. Yeah, you're in extreme range, kind of northward off the map. You're coming down the hill.
Okay, well, I want to get as close as possible, so I'd like to get to the people that are, like, wherever they are nearest me.
Right, so you're just going to sprint towards them? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to move from extreme range to long, and then on your next turn, you go from long to medium, and you just continue to get closer.
Okay,
ZN?
Can I strain myself to get even further?
I assume that's what you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so take the strain.
Take 1 strain. Okay.
So ZN, what do you want to do?
So thinking outside the box here, Adam. If I want to, and I'll explain the thought process. If I want to go from short to long, where this guy's at, this first group of troops up here at the top.
Yeah.
That's gonna cost me, I can't do it in one round, and it's gonna cost me a bunch of strain to even get okay.
Correct. Short to medium is 1 maneuver, medium to long is 2. And you can't do 3 in 1 turn.
Can I make an athletics roll to throw the rebel commander's body at the group of troops up here?
Why don't you just take out the troop that's next to us?
To what end?
To basically remove them from combat this round.
No. Throwing a dead body at them is not going to make them stop shooting at you.
Can I inflict harm?
I mean, not really.
Like, is there something that I could throw at them in with an athletics check?
Do you not have a missile weapon?
No, I do, but I have a better athletics roll than I do a missile roll.
So yeah, no. I mean, even if you aced an athletics roll, a blaster will always hurt someone more than throwing a body at them.
But I can always roll well on my
athletics
roll. Shit.
I see what you're going for, but no.
Okay.
At medium.
Do what, Sam?
You should just attack the guy who's at medium range below us. Who's shooting.
Yeah, I'll just attack the guy medium. I'll move this way to get closer to the. I guess that doesn't really do anything, right?
Yeah, I mean that range band, wherever you are in it, is the same.
Okay. To go from short to medium, is that considered a free maneuver or is that stress?
No, you can use your maneuver once. Yeah, short to medium.
Okay, so if I go up here, then what am I shooting on this guy?
Now you're at long range from that guy.
Which means I roll with a harder difficult. I add 1 more purple.
Yeah, it'd be 3 purple instead of 2.
All right,
let's moving away from your target.
Yeah, let's do that because then I'll just melee the guy up here, hopefully next round. Or pocket can come in. So I want to shoot this guy down here with the blaster carbine. So I'm rolling 3 purple now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll use the light side to get an upgrade.
Okay.
There's really nothing. I just hope this hits. I don't think it's going to, though. Here we go.
Hold on before you. Okay. Well, I was going to say there's roll a black die as well, because they have cover. Like, all these guys have cover against you.
Oh, okay. How do I just roll? Do I just put one? Do I
clear just it? Put one in your pool. Clear the pool, put one black die, and then just click roll dice. There you go. Okay. Doesn't make a difference. So
I got triumph, though. What does that mean?
So you get the triumph, but because there's, so you have two failures, the success part of the triumph is canceled. Okay. You can still have the other effect of the triumph, but you don't hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to do something vital.
Okay. Let me take a look at the description here.
Yes, it says do something vital such as shooting controls to nearby blast doors to seal them shut. Can I shoot something near them that blows up and gives them a harder shot or something?
The vehicle they're behind, right?
I mean, you can hit their car and destroy their covers and send that one guy scattered. That's the thing you can do, because you're firing at the dude hiding behind the car.
Actually, nope. I want to gain plus one range defense until the end of the turn.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So the troops by the door, they're gonna shoot at you.
Okay. These three.
And they are at medium. No, they're short range for you now, because you come running towards them. And you have two defense now because of your
correct
your triumph that you got. All right, so two black.
Will Lana bust onto the scene next round?
Yeah. On her next action, she'll be within. If she wants to, she can be within medium. Cool. All right, so two black, one purple. I'm going to buy them an upgrade. And let's see how we do blast rifle wise. Sure. Hit. All right. So
wait, there's no black dice.
Yeah, why didn't they roll? That's really weird. Okay,
did you not click out of it? You probably didn't click out of it.
Yeah. All right, let's see if I can just roll those on their own. There they are. Okay, yeah, so I got a strain, which negates one of the... One so of it's the one hit, one advantage.
Yep.
So yeah, you take 10 damage minus your soak, and they have one advantage to pass along to themselves, I guess.
Okay.
All right, so Lana.
Yes.
You are currently at long range from the troops. So you can get...
I can't get to short range?
It's a long run, dude. You're running like downhill.
You're running like down a block.
But if I'm running downhill, what doesn't that mean I run faster?
No.
Momentum.
It's extreme to long. Long to medium is another two maneuvers.
Oh, is that what
medium to short is one maneuver? They narrow down.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm at medium. Well, okay, I'm going to try and take a shot to sort of get some of the pressure off of Zanzel.
So okay,
with my blaster pistol.
Okay. Right? Can a blaster pistol fire at medium range?
Yeah, medium. It's a medium range one.
Okay.
Perfect.
Difficulty is two purple.
Okay. And I'm just going to fire. Where is it?
You shouldn't have those black in your
pool.
Roll again. It's okay. I cleared the pool. Roll again. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right. So you deal 7 damage minus their soak. So cool. You kill you kill one of them, and they're startled, right? Because they don't realize you're running up behind them. You shoot one. He falls. The other two are like, oh shit, and they turn around and they see you coming towards them, firing your pistol.
I'm gonna pass my advantage, can I use that to clear my strain?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I just did one, so I'm just gonna keep it where it is. So.
Okay. All right. Zedan, it's your turn.
Can I just go medium to long and attack this guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Melee?
So now you're. Yep. You spend 2 strain if you want to engage, and then you're good to go.
Yep. 2 purple. I will upgrade for that. Here's the roll.
Oh yeah, you kill both of them. No problem. Wow. You get 8.
Wow.
8, 9, 10, 11. You get 12 damage, and you get a crit. So one of them dies from the crit. The other one dies from the 12 wounds. So while they're distracted by Lana, you barrel around the corner. You like scuttle around their cover. They turn, and then you just chop them up.
I'm just constantly just going like this. Just constantly chopping.
Totally. You're like one of those monkeys with a cymbal and you have an axe.
Yeah.
Can I take out my phone and take a screenshot? Just like, I need to remember this.
A screenshot.
Or whatever, picture.
Screenshot.
A screenshot.
What are they called? Screenshots of real life? What are those called?
A picture.
Yeah, photograph.
Do you look at it?
God damn it, Jesse.
And then I look at it.
Do you show it to someone? Do you ask them to look at the photograph?
Does it make you laugh?
How does it make them feel?
I think it might make them laugh.
I definitely laugh.
So the other cop is going to flee. He's going to run away.
Can I chase?
Yeah, like if you want to take a shot at him.
He's very far.
How far away is he?
He's very fast.
He's at long range from ZN.
So it's three purple.
Can I shoot with my blaster rifle?
Yeah, I think we're both gonna shoot.
Both of you can take a shot at long range.
With three purples.
Yep.
What is your? What do you roll two with one yellow? What do I roll? I roll same thing. We should use the light side point to try to finish this off.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's probably the last roll of the session, so.
Yeah.
I don't have my damage set up, so.
I'll use the light side roll, because I do more damage if I hit with my blaster carbine, so. Use that. Upgrade roll. Here's the roll. You should still definitely roll your damage, though, Pocket.
Okay.
Or take a shot, I mean. Here's my roll, though. Fuck.
Okay, you miss. Take two strain.
Yeah.
Do you know what the damage is on a blaster rifle and all that? Because I don't.
I've got it all. You just roll the skill. I've got all the stats.
And it's two.
Three.
Or
whatever range. Yeah, it's three. You're at long three. Range.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah, damage is 9. Crit is 3.
Damn it.
So you miss as well, and he escapes into the city, fleeing.
Ripperonis.
Yeah. So here's the scene, I guess, at the end of today's episode. There's bodies.
It was just everywhere. A murder.
There's a cop car, like lots of like smoking holes in various things. Belsa lying on the pavement. It's like, man, it's like South Central up in here.
There's just limbs everywhere.
Bodies and yeah. Today was a bad day. Up the hill, it's the scene of a grisly murder. Times 10. There's just like dead Twi'lek floating face down in the pond. I think the camera probably like takes a slow like wander through the house and just like a room with two dead Twi'leks, the broken back to tank, the guy lying like unconscious in a bunch of broken glass.
It's like all around me are familiar.
Yeah, I feel like that song's like playing, but it's also the beginning episode of Breaking Bad where the plane is crashed or whatever.
Yeah.
In the pool.
Or that last episode of Sarah Connor Chronicles where there's just like all dead bodies around. And the last thing we see, we come through those French doors, space French doors, and Theron, you're standing on the balcony, you know, with your smoking blaster pistol in your hand, and you just have like the harbor laid out before you and all the like, you know, beautiful sights of the city. And what's the look on Theron's face as we like pan up to you before we fade out?
He's never been happier in his life. It's all smiles. But creepy smile. Like, oh, this isn't good.
You ever seen the movie Happiness? You ever seen that movie? There's a scene in that movie where the main character takes a nice walk through a park. That's what I was thinking.
Wait,
of
when with you were a Y? Thinking. Happiness with a Y?
Will Smith? It's just called... No, it's just called Happiness. It's a grim film, but there's a scene in it where a dude just goes on a shooting rampage, and I was thinking of that the whole time. Theron, we see this like crazed smile on your face.
Yeah.
As we fade to black on the episode.
Jesus. Stealth mission, guys. Stealth mission.
Stealth mission. Look, people will know their planet's not safe anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
if anything, they're gonna learn to be freaked out.
We destroyed like half our leads. Like, it was great. Like I can't do the whole force getting recruited thing now because I'm just straight up.
Oh, all my plans are shit on too. Don't worry, I had a bunch of plans gone now. Plan one failed so badly.
I was trying to circumvent all the plans by just telling that droid all that information. I let you guys do your own thing. because then I knew I was going to have to fuck all these
stats. I don't understand what the problem is, guys. I don't understand where it went wrong.
I feel like we're fine. You know what?
I don't get it. I don't know.
The population of this planet will wake up tomorrow and see rich dude and his hookers murdered and other rich family murdered and police officers dead. And if anything, they're going to be like, who's going to protect us? Not the Republic, motherfuckers. Not the Republic.
We crit failed and police showed up. We crit failed again and all the police saw the invisible droid we had. Yeah. And the second plan. Like, this is our own undoing.
There we go.
No, we are totally doing the mission right now, though. The mission was create chaos, and we successfully created a lot of chaos.
Well, we do what we set out to do.
That's true.
Sam has been shot in the head. That's fine.
Meanwhile, the Empire is sitting up there like, yes, yes,
good.
All right. Well, we'll save all that talk for the post-episode Patreon video, which we'll be filming right after this. Let's do some shout-outs now, though, real quick. Pocket, we'll start with you.
Oh, hi, my name's Pocket, and I'm really bad at rolling dice, and I really like looking at photographs, apparently, but you can find me at twitch.tv/pocket, P-O-K-K-E-T. My schedule changed recently, but I've been playing WoW, might try No Man's Sky, we'll see. And yeah, you're there.
There you go. Strippin', do some shout-outs, good sir.
What's up, guys? I'm Strippin'. Thanks for hanging out today. It was fun session, for the most part. Not the part where I was shot in the head. That wasn't that fun.
Yeah. No.
You can find me at Strippin on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all the works. I'm going to be playing a bit of WoW. Hopefully, playing Legion soon. Me and JP. Wait for the shit to come out. But yep. See you there.
There you go. Speaking of Legion and playing with friends, Jesse, I heard about Cox and Crendor.
Hi.
Coming back.
Yeah, man. Watch out. That's what we do. Is we suck at video games and then make jokes about how it's broken. So get ready, Warcraft. We're coming for you. Hi, everyone. That stream will probably be on the 30th, like everyone else on the internet. And other than that, you can see me be sick on a daily basis. I took a moment here to see what what you wrote about me, JP, because I saw Pockets, and Pockets literally said, "Love a Batman," I believe is what her said.
That's her Twitter. That's self-written.
You just love a Batman? Is that
a lover of Batman.
One of Batman's lovers?
You love Batman?
I love Batman.
Sam was basically that he's just a protein monster, which is true. Which is true. There's really not much. When people look at him, they're like, what a monster of protein. So yeah. That's creepy.
I'm a shallow human being.
Yeah. So you should totally subscribe for my awesome emotes.
That is self-written. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Glad you enjoyed that. Adam, last but not least, do some shout-outs.
I'm still me. I'm the GM here for these roleplay shenanigans. Cruel though it may be, I had a great time. Thanks for coming, everybody. You can check me out on Twitter, SkinnyGhost, or twitch.tv/AdamCoble. And I'm going to be streaming whenever I'm not playing role-playing games, so you can find me over there. And I'm back for Court of Swords in just a couple of days, so make sure you tune in for that.
Yep, on Tuesday. Also, don't forget, we announced earlier today, September 17th, will be the first live show, and it's going to be with these degenerates. I'm going to let these assholes into my house for 72 hours.
I'm going to need a drink, man. I'm going to need lots of drink during that eight-hour thing.
Eight hours of us sucking horribly,
I'll be...
I am so fucking... Every time we fail and more shit happens, we just gotta drink.
We'll see. I worry that all the robotic cameras in the room won't survive if we drink, so we gotta be careful.
I won't destroy your robotic cameras. We need those droids.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna bring
my mannequin here.
Oh, your cyborg torso?
Yeah, cyborg torso. To seduce the robots that JP has recording us.
There you go. Do it up. All right, that'll do it for this episode. We went a little bit long because we wanted to finish that fight, so hopefully you guys enjoy that. We're going to go record our Patreon wrap-up video. If you want to watch that, it's over at patreon.com/roleplay. For $1, you can get access to all the post-episode recaps for that. We're out. Have a good day. Oh, also, we have shirts on sale. We didn't even mention that once. Go buy the shirts. because they have no.
Yeah.
If you want some shirts, we've got those on sale for our TwitchCon panel.
Team Empire.
That's true. We're winning by a landslide. Like, it's
damn right.
I think we're like 100 shirts ahead.
Do it for Cheezle. All right.
Do it for Cheezle.
For Cheezle. A dollar from every shirt goes to the Cheezle Memorial Fund for Injured Children.
That's,
all right.
That's actually injured just my by, bank injured account. By Autumn. Yes. Yes. That is all. This is all true statement.
That's real. So
all right. Go ahead. Yeah. We're out of here. Bye. Have a good one. Peace.
Bye.